Leading the way in Mandarin, 30 minutes, number 59.
天路导向。约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处。来，与我们同行吧。亲爱的朋友，你好，方怡在这儿向您请安，同时呢，也欢迎你收听今天的《天路导向》。啊，经常收听这个节目的朋友啊，对我们一定很熟悉了。不只是我方怡，还有约瑟夫牧师和安祥。其实啊，我们都很盼望啊，也有机会来认识您。所以呢，请你尽量的与我们联系，告诉我们这个节目对你是不是有帮助呢？你在听的时候听得清楚吗？或者你有什么疑问，那也欢迎你向我们提出来啊，我们会尽力的来协助你解决疑难的。当你和我们联系的时候呢，就要请你记住我的名字，叫做方怡。方就是方块的方，怡就是竖心旁一个台的那个怡字啊。那我就在这儿等着您的来信喽。同时呢，我也希望你能够把《天路导向》这个节目呢介绍给你的朋友听。今天的《天路导向》啊，要继续上次节目的内容和主题。现在呢，约瑟夫牧师呢就正式在讲《献身之福》这一个系列啊，也就是《Blessings of Surrender》。上一次呢，我们就讲到《列王记下》第六章第一到第七节那儿记载的一件事。那也就是先知以利沙他所行的另一件的神迹。待会儿呢，约瑟夫牧师就要继续的把这一件事迹里面我们所能学习的功课来跟我们分享。在我们听他的信息之前呢，我想我还是要介绍一些有关的背景和英文的词语啊。第一个要介绍的词呢，就是 tolerance of sin， 这是三个字啊。Tolerance of sin. Tolerance, T-O-L-E-R-A-N-C-E. Tolerance, 就是忍受、容忍的意思。Sin, S-I-N, sin, 就是罪恶的意思啊。Tolerance of sin 呢，就是容忍罪恶，甚至呢，我们就可以说是姑息罪恶啊。当我们谈到我们的侍奉是不是有果效的时候呢，姑息罪恶呢，就是使我们侍奉神失去果效的原因之一，所以是非常的重要，请你留心啊。 Tolerance of sin， 姑息罪恶。第二个英文的词语要介绍的就是 watch and pray， 也是三个字啊。 watch， W-A-T-C-H， watch 是观看、看守啊，或者是留神戒备的意思。Pray, P-R-A-Y, pray， 那就是祷告、祈祷啊。Watch and pray 呢，其实呢就是警醒、祷告的意思。我们希望侍奉有真实的果效，那警醒、祷告呢是不可或缺的。所以，请你特别的记住。Watch and pray 就是警醒祷告。在今天所讲的有关一把铁斧头失而复得的这个事件里面呢，其实啊，也就是比喻呢，失去了果效的侍奉怎么样才可以重新恢复它的效率呢？而刚才所介绍的这两个英文词语呢，所指出的就是关键的所在了啊。第一就是Tolerance of sin， 就是我们不要去姑息罪恶。另外一个很重要的呢，就是 watch and pray， 就是需要警醒祷告。另外呢，我还需要稍微的交代一下一些圣经的背景。约瑟夫牧师今天的信息里面呢，就提到了旧约以赛亚先知呢，他曾经预言说，弥赛亚也就是救世主呢，是出自耶西的枝条， 耶西的枝条啊，英文里面呢就是 The Branch of Jesse。事实上呢，在以赛亚书第十一章第一节里面就说，从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。那这里所指的呢，就是弥赛亚救世主，也就是耶稣基督，他是和大卫王有关的。因为呢，耶西啊就是大卫的父亲。那么从以色列人的角度来看呢，耶稣是大卫的后裔，是以色列人的王，所以耶稣是具有王者之尊，耶稣也就被称为是耶西的枝子啊，就是刚才我所说的 The Branch of Jesse。 Branch B-R-A-N-C-H Branch 就是啊树枝枝条的意思。 The Branch of Jesse 那就是耶西的枝子啊，我们也可以说呢，它是属于大卫的枝子啊 ，The Branch of David， 大卫的枝子。所以，请你特别留心，待会儿呢，约瑟夫牧师呢，他就会根据这一点呢，来解释为什么我们需要耶稣基督。好，现在呢，就让我们一块儿来听今天的信息。首先，请你听安详把今天的这一段的经文呢为您读出来，那就是在《列王记下》第六章第一到第七节。
先知门徒对以利沙说：“看哪，我们同你所住的地方过于窄小，求你容我们往约旦河去，个人从那里取一根木料，建造房屋居住。”他说：“你们去吧。”有一人说：“求你与仆人同去。”回答说：“我可以去。”于是以利沙与他们同去，到了约旦河就砍伐树木。有一人砍树的时候斧头掉在水里，他就呼叫说：“哀哉，我主啊，这斧子是借的。”神人问说：“掉在哪里了？”他将那地方指给以利沙看，以利沙砍了一根木头抛在水里，斧头就飘上来了。伊丽莎说：“拿起来吧。”那人就伸手拿起来了。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in to this program.
谢谢你收听这个节目。
We are delighted to bring it to you.
我们很高兴能将这个节目带给你。
And we pray that God is using it to bless your life.
祈求神使用这个节目成为你生命的祝福。
We have been talking about the blessings of surrender.
我们一直在讲献身之福这信息。
In our last broadcast, you learned that it is possible to lose your effectiveness for God even though your life is filled with activities.
上次讲到，即使我们不断参与活动，仍有可能失去侍奉神的果效。
We learned this from an incident in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6.
我们从列王记下第六章所记载的事件就知道了。
In the story, an axe head fell into the water.
故事里提到有一把斧头掉在水里。
The axe head represents a life that is being equipped and anointed with the Holy Spirit.
那斧头代表有圣灵装备和浇灌的生命。
The loss and recovery of the axe head is a picture of God's grace.
斧头失而复得是显示神恩典的一幅图画。
Let's look again at the man who lost the axe head.
请再看看那掉了斧头的人。
This man did not lose his axe head through laziness.
那个人并不是因为懒惰而失去斧头。
He did not lose his axe head by not serving.
他不是因为游手好闲而失去斧头。
No.
不是的。
This man was perhaps the busiest man there was.
那个人可能是他们中间最忙碌的一位。
My listening friends,
亲爱的朋友，
pay close attention to this.
请你特别留心。
The evidence of God's blessing is not just being busy doing things or going to meetings.
整天忙着办事或开会，并不表示你必蒙神赐福。
The evidence of God's blessing is not just being involved on boards and committees.
参与教会的董事会或委员会也不表示必蒙神赐福。
No.
不的。
The evidence of God's blessings is in your effectiveness.
具有果效的工作才是你蒙神赐福的证据。
The evidence of God's blessings is God's anointing.
神的膏抹才是蒙神赐福的证明。
The evidence of God's blessings is a changed life.
生命的改变才是神赐福的证明。
The Bible tells us about a church of Thyatira.
圣经记载有关推雅推拉的教会。
The church was a hub of busy people and many activities.
那教会的人忙忙碌碌，举办许多的活动。
Yet they were ineffective because of their tolerance of sin.
然而，他们的工作却没有果效，因为他们纵容罪恶。
God have mercy on a man or a woman who tries to serve God without God's power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
神怜悯那些愿意侍奉他，却缺乏神能力和圣灵膏抹的人。
The man in this story was a busy working man.
这故事里的是个忙于工作的人。
But he was not alert to the insidiousness of sin that slowly crept into his life.
但是他没有留意到在不知不觉中让罪渐渐渗入他的生命里。
He was diligent.
他是个勤奋的人。
But he failed to see the axe head was slackening and slipping from the shaft.
但他没有注意到斧头已经松开，即将滑出斧柄。
When he became blind to what was happening at the cutting edge of his life,
他看不见自己生命的敏锐性已经逐渐迟钝。
The axe head fell in the dark, deep, muddy waters of the Jordan River.
那斧头就掉进浑浊幽深的约旦河水里。
And that is why Jesus again and again told his disciples to watch and pray lest they enter into temptation.
所以主耶稣一次又一次地对门徒说，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
The moment you cease to watch and pray,
当你停止警醒祷告的那一刻，
you will lose your axe head.
你就会失去你的斧头。
The moment you slow down in spending time with God,
当你怠慢和神亲近的那一刻，
you will lose your axe head.
你就会失去你的斧头。
And when you lose your axe head,
而当你失去你的斧头的时候，
You will lose the cutting edge of your effectiveness.
你就会失去如刀锋般敏锐的功效。
In the book of Judges, chapter 16,
在士师记十六章，
Samson lost his power while he was diligent in work.
当参孙辛勤的工作时，却失去能力。
But he neglected in watching.
他忘记了警醒。
It wasn't long before his spiritual life began to slip.
没有多久，他属灵的生命就开始滑落。
Then one day he woke up from the sleep to go out as before to demonstrate his strength.
当有一天他照常起床出去展示他的力气时，
He did not know that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him.
他并不知道神的灵已经离开了他。
This is another way of saying that he had departed from the Lord.
换句话说，是他离开了神。
My daily cry is that God will spare me the horrible temptation of being busy for God but lose power with God.
我每天都祈求神，不让我落入为神忙碌却失去神能力的陷阱里。
Here is a very important question.
有一个非常重要的问题。
How do you recover from the loss of your effectiveness?
你怎样恢复你失去的功效呢？
Verse 6 of 2 Kings chapter 6 gives you the answer.
列王记下六章第六节就有答案。
And the man of God asked, where did it fall?
神人问，掉在哪里了？
And he showed him the place, so he cut a branch and threw it in there, and he made the iron float.
他将那地方指给以利沙看， 伊丽莎砍了一根树枝抛在水里，斧头就飘上来了。
The way to recover the loss of your effectiveness is twofold.
要恢复你失去的功效有两方面。
First,
第一，
find out where you fell or where you lost your step.
找出你跌倒或失脚的地方。
One of the hardest things for anyone who has lost his effectiveness for the Lord is to be able to retrace his steps.
要追溯侍奉失去果效的根源是很困难的事。
Yet the Bible tells us again and again.
然而圣经一次又一次地告诉我们。
Find out where you have fallen and return there.
要回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要回转。
The place of your departure is the place of your recovery.
你从哪里坠落，就从哪里复原。
You will find power where you have lost it.
你会在同一个地方找回失去的能力。
It is futile to imagine that you can overlook the past without accounting for it.
如果你以为可以忽略你的过去而不用为自己以往所做的事负责，这是行不通的。
It is futile to imagine that you can overlook the past without confessing it before God.
如果你以为可以忽略你的过去而不用在神面前认罪悔改，这是行不通的。
That is why John said in 1 John 1:9,
所以约翰一书一章九节说，
If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us these sins which we have confessed.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
You may have to return to some sins that you have covered up years ago.
你可能要回想多年前所掩饰的罪。
You may have to make restitution for things long forgotten.
你可能要为这久已忘记的事做出补偿。
You must do these things before God can restore your joy and your effectiveness.
你必须这么做，神才能重建你的效用，并使你重获喜乐。
You have to go back to where you have fallen.
你要回到你跌倒的地方。
You must find the very place that is your Achilles heel.
你必须找出你最脆弱的地方。
You must show God the place and the time and the circumstances.
你必须告诉神是何处、何时以及在什么情况之下。
Explain to God the problem.
向神陈述问题之所在。
Because he already knows, for nothing is hidden from him.
其实他早已知道，因为神是无所不知的。
Confession is the way of recovery.
要复原就先要认罪。
The root of the problem of some Christians is the same problem of the non-Christians.
基督徒的问题根源和非基督徒的并没有两样。
They are unwilling to confess their sins.
他们不愿意认罪。
So they rationalize them.
他们总是为罪找借口。
The secondfold recovery is found in verse 6 and 7.
复原的第二步可从第六、七节找到。
So he cut a branch and threw it there, and he made the iron float. Therefore, he said, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it.
伊丽莎砍了一根树枝抛在水里，斧头就飘上来了。伊丽莎说，拿起来吧。那人就伸手拿起来了。
I don't understand how anyone can say they believe in God and they do not believe in miracles.
我不明白为什么许多人说相信神却不相信神迹。
This indeed is a supernatural miracle for the metal of an axe head to float in water.
事实上，金属斧头能够浮上水面，的确是超自然的神迹。
What did Elisha do?
伊丽莎做了什么？
He cut a branch.
他砍了一根树枝。
What is the branch?
树枝是什么？
Isaiah 11:1 tells us.
以赛亚书十一章一节告诉我们。
That the Lord Jesus Christ is a branch that came out of Jesse.
主耶稣基督是从耶西而出的枝子。
The Lord Jesus Christ is a branch that will bear fruit.
主耶稣基督是会结果实的树枝。
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他根深的枝子必结果实。
Jesus is that branch.
耶稣就是那根枝子。
He was cut off when he hung on the cross.
枝子被砍下来，就是指他被钉十字架。
The only answer to the loss of effectiveness is the branch of David.
要恢复失去的效用，唯一的办法就是靠着大卫的枝子。
The only healing to the loss of joy is the branch of Judah.
要医治失去的喜乐，唯一的办法就是靠着犹大的枝子。
The only forgiveness and restoration that makes the iron float is the branch of Jesse.
要得饶恕及复兴，就像是铁斧头从水里浮起来的神迹，唯一的方法就是靠着耶稣的枝子。
When the crucified Christ is applied to any addiction, he will liberate you.
靠着基督的十字架，他可以将你从任何使你上瘾的恶习中释放出来。
When the crucified Christ is applied to any enslavement of sin, he will set you free.
靠着基督的十字架，他可以将你从任何罪恶的束缚中释放出来。
When the crucified Christ is applied to your bondage to the world's pleasures, he will release you.
靠着基督的十字架，他可以将你从世俗享乐的捆锁中释放出来。
Christ will make the iron float.
基督可以使铁器从水里浮上来。
He will restore you and renew you.
他可以复兴你，使你更新。
Christ will release you and free you to come back to him.
基督可以释放你，使你自由并归向他。
When the man of God cut the branch,
当神人砍下树枝抛在水里，
the iron axe head floated.
那铁斧头就浮上水面。
Jesus will overcome the laws of gravity that are pulling you away from him.
耶稣能够胜过拉你离开他的地心吸力定律。
Jesus will also liberate you from the strength of the current in the river of the world's temptation.
耶稣也能够将你从世俗诱惑的洪流波涛中释放出来。
Jesus will not only liberate you from the muddy, dirty waters of your sin.
耶稣不但能够将你从自己肮脏污秽的罪中解放出来。
But he will also set you free from the soot and the mud of sin.
他也能将你从所有罪的污浊中释放出来。
So he reached out his hand and took it.
那人就伸手拿起来了。
The man listened to Elisha and reached out his hand and took the floating axe head from the water.
那人听见以利沙的话，就伸手拿起浮在水面上的斧头。
Will you reach out your hand and be freed and restored from whatever is intimidating you?
你愿不愿意伸手抓住自由，脱离一切威胁你的，并得以复兴？
Will you reach out your hand and be freed and restored from whatever is frightening you?
你愿不愿意伸手抓住自由，脱离一切恐惧，并得以复兴？
Will you reach out your hand and be freed and restored from whatever is holding you captive?
你愿不愿意伸手抓住自由，脱离一切辖制你的，并得以复兴？
Will you reach out and draw near to the cross of Christ in which there is liberation?
你愿不愿意伸手并靠近那赐人自由的耶稣基督的十字架？
Will you reach and draw near to the cross of Christ in which there is restoration?
你愿不愿意伸手并靠近那使人复兴的耶稣基督的十字架？
Will you reach and draw near to the cross of Christ in which there is sanctification?
你愿不愿意伸手并靠近那赐人成圣的耶稣基督的十字架？
Every defeated Christian can have victory in the branch of Judah.
每一个曾经失败的基督徒都可以靠着犹大的枝子得胜。
Every fruitless believer can have victory in the branch of Jesse.
每一个不结果实的信徒都可以靠着耶稣的枝子得胜。
Every fearful child of God can have victory in the branch of David.
每一个心中仍有恐惧的神的儿女 都可以靠着大卫的枝子得胜。
How?
如何得胜呢？
That branch whose name is Jesus can take a life that is lost in the muddy waters of defilement and death.
那枝子就是耶稣，他能够将已毁坏甚至死在罪污中的人生
and raise it to a new life of power.
救拔出来并赐予充满能力的新生命。
Will you reach out your hand and take it today?
你今天愿不愿意伸出手拿起来？
It is my urging of you to say yes.
我恳切的希望你能够说我愿意。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
主是我今世救。
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我重罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。亲爱的朋友，耶稣基督在十字架上所完成的救恩，是我们得救的唯一方法。你愿意伸手接过来吗？它能够改变你的生命，更能够给你确切的盼望。我们诚恳地邀请你，今天就接受十字架的救恩吧。今天很感谢您的收听，也盼望下一次的节目时间仍然能够在这儿跟您相聚。我们要继续的来讲献身之福，请你不要错过。我是方怡，下次节目时间再会。